you want, if you ever want to pause it, just hit record again.
All right.
Do you want to pause it?
No, it's fine.
Okay, then we can leave it right close to
Or why don't we do that?
They might not be able to hear you, and one person asked.
Okay.
So, all right, well, this is Mr. Martin Jacobs. He is here with the Franciscan Collaborative Ministries, and officially the
project coordinator of the Northside Collaboratory.
There we are. So you want to know what the Northside Collaboratory is, because this is the project that you're working on is a part of that.
Thanks for coming down. I guess I'll just start by giving a quick overview of kind of some of the stuff that we've been doing here. It's the building you're in is part of Franciscan Collaborative Ministries, which is a large organization that owns most of this 800 block on this one side. If you were to keep going, you'd see a huge old brick church, Assumption Church, that's all part of it. There's a friary. We have about, I think, a dozen friars who still live here on the property. An old apartment building that I'll actually, if we have enough time, take you to, which has a theater in it, which is going to be part of this job training program that I'll explain a little bit. You might hear a bandsaw down below. That's because we have a construction manager who also builds custom guitars. I'll get into that in a little bit. So there's kind of a lot of stuff going on here. There's multiple floors. On the second floor, we just got the Federal Credit Union to move into here, and they're actually also going to have tellers here as well as a loan office, which is also part of this job training program that I'll explain in a minute. But anyway, Franciscan Collaborative Ministries started out, I think, about 12 or 15 years ago, and really as a basic needs kind of service. So they kind of started out because the friars were noticing that there was a lot of poverty in the community and were giving out sandwiches kind of at the just outside their kitchen area. Every day they would start giving out sandwiches. And as they realized that there was such a need for that and more people were showing up, they started a sandwich program, which is now just a little bit further down the street. And then kind of things continued to spiral. So they had the sandwich program. Then after that, they started a full food pantry. Then a medical clinic was created as well, which is running just next door. What else were they doing? So those were really the main things. Also a legal clinic. All of it was, you know, we'd have doctors that are volunteers come in a couple of days a week, lawyers a couple of days a week. They just kind of come in. It's all free, no questions asked kind of thing. So all those things have been up and running, doing really well. The sandwich program gives out, I think, about somewhere between 8,000 to 12,000 sandwiches a month. Food pantry is one of the biggest in the county. So that was what was going on well before myself and my coworker Dominic, who couldn't be here, what we were doing, or what they were doing. And then we came in the last year to do more of a community development aspect to it. So at the time, the director of Franciscan Collaborative Ministries said, you know, I really want to move away from the basic needs services. I want to keep doing that, but I want to try and solve some of the systemic problems that are going on the north side. And so he hired myself and Dominic to do community development work. We, over time, so in the last year, created the Northside Collaboratory, which your professor may have told you a little bit about. I don't know, Frank, have you given them any? Okay. So basically, the collaboratory is the community development aspect of what we're doing here. So we've done a bunch of things in the last year. One thing is we did a festival to kind of bring as many community members in as possible. We do a lot of random events, like a MLK event we had, where we have 50 families come. We taught the kids kind of how to cook a meal while their parents heard from some poets and a speaker on MLK, and also give them some more information and stuff like that. We've helped to try and bring in, you'll see those computers in the back, it's a part of VITA, which is tax prep, which is actually going on through Lemoyne. So we're going to be able to offer free tax prep to all the community members, or you know, as many as want to take advantage of it, which I'll also get into again in terms of the job training program. It's all kind of tied in. So we've been doing a lot of things like that, also using public arts as a method of bringing the community together. But really, the Collaboratory was founded on the idea that we want to bring in as many community members as possible, but not just, I don't know how familiar you guys are with like local neighborhood groups, but a lot of it ends up being like 10 kind of older folks that just like bitch and complain the whole time and don't want to see anything get done. But they're also not trying to connect with the right people, and they kind of just stay really insular and nothing really happens. So when we came in, we said, okay, we want to get away from that model. We want to bring as many people together in a really diverse community. The North Side is probably the most diverse community in Syracuse. We have a lot of Vietnamese immigrants, a lot of Sudanese and Somalian and Liberian refugees, a large Hispanic population, large African American population, and then the, I guess, founding population that was here was heavily Italian and German. So you'll still see, you know, like they, what they call the Little Italy corridor here on North Salina. You'll see a lot of like the little Italian butcher shops and stuff like that. So we said we want to get all those people in a room that are community members, but we also want to bring in institutions like Lemoyne, like Syracuse University, like St. Joe's Hospital, which is the, by far the largest employer on the North Side. And we want to get these people all talking about what are the issues in the community and how we can all work together. So that's kind of the foundation of the Collaboratory was, how do we bring all these people that kind of seem distant from each other? You know, a lot of, like our local barber son, she's going to be, she wouldn't be used to being in a room with maybe the vice president of St. Joe's Hospital. So how do we kind of figure that out and make all voices seem equal? So the model that we set up for the Collaboratory was that anybody's welcome, but to be a member of the Collaboratory, you have to be willing to give something to it. But we recognize that Sun, the barber, can't give classes. You know, they can't provide classes. She can't provide as much or any financial gifts or anything like that. So recognizing that her time, she volunteers probably several hours a week. You know, in any event that we have, she's always here. But then someone like St. Joe's, they were willing to give us larger financial contributions. Or Lemoyne, we have your class here. We've had other classes kind of helping. So you had to kind of give something that was, I forget what Dominic's catchphrase is, but it's proportionate to your size and relevant to your assets. It's kind of what we've always used. So in the last year, again, like I said, we've been doing a lot with the Collaboratory in terms of just getting to know the community, getting them to know us, feel comfortable with us trying to help them and do things. So again, the festival was a big hit, the public art stuff that we're doing. And then what we've recently, and what you guys are going to focus on, started moving into is trying to do job training. We really want to start looking at how do we do some economic development on the North Side. You know, we're starting to feel comfortable that we have a lot of positive and good partners on our side. We have a lot of, you know, folks helping us and wanting to improve the community, but we need to do it now economically. So we started thinking about how that might be possible. And what we kind of came up with, it's called the North Side Assets Development Initiative. So we always call it NADI. It's what you'll just refer, what I'll always refer it to as. And the key word in there is assets. What we want to do was create a job training program that gets people into jobs that they actually want to be in. We felt like we researched a lot of job training programs that, although somewhat successful, we felt they could have been a lot more successful if they started out by asking the people, what do you want to do, and then plugging them into jobs that meet their interests, instead of saying, you know, do this job training program and you're going to end up being, you're going to be end up working as, you know, a clerk over at St. Joe's. Well, they might have absolutely no interest in that, so why would they be motivated at all to go through the program, succeed in it, so the dropout rate is infinitely higher. So what we've kind of started to do is to figure out how we're going to collect people's assets. So one thing that we are going to need is to be able to interview people that are interested and really see what are you interested in, what previous experience do you have and stuff, you know, what did you like, what didn't you like. So that's something that we'll be working with Lemoyne on and a bunch of other community partners. that's kind of the asset piece that we're excited about. And then we recognize that to be successful as a job training program, you also have to do a lot of life skills training. So some of the things that we're doing there that we already have happening is here this afternoon, actually. There'll be a GED program. So that's already up and running and has been growing every week. So we have a GED program, which is kind of like a basic starting point for them. Then also we want to do a lot of financial education. You know, most of the folks that will be going through this program are in debt or don't have a savings account, things like that. So that's really why I mentioned the Federal Credit Union. So they came in, I don't know how familiar you are with credit unions, but they do wonderful stuff, from really low interest loans. Also, all the money, you know, the idea of a credit union is that all the money that's given by the members stays within the community. So instead of like a HSBC where it then, you know, gets pushed all over the world and comes back, it really stays local and it allows you to help local businesses and local community members a lot better. They also do a lot of financial education classes, and they'll do loans for something like if you want a bike, you could get a loan from them, or if you want a house, you get a loan. So there's a much larger range than, you know, another financial institution's not going to give you a, you know, a, whatever, a $500 loan for a bike. So they're now on the second floor, and again, they'll actually start setting up here pretty soon. But what they're offering is financial education classes to the folks that are going to be going through job training. They'll also be able to offer some small business loans if we realize that there's people in the job training program that are that we feel could do well at starting a small business and are interested in starting a small business. And also, tying in with the tax prep. So another thing that we're doing for the financial education is offering this job tax prep through Lemoyne. So that starts actually on Thursday, and we'll go all the way till April 15th. Because, if, I don't know if you guys paid any attention, did you guys come up North Salina? Is that how you drove? Or did you just
no,
come? Okay. Well, if you're not familiar with North Salina, if you look on a lot of these businesses, there's, I think, at least three or four of the Jackson Hewitt kind of businesses. I don't know if you're familiar with those, but basically they say, okay, we'll do your taxes for you, and you can actually get the tax refund immediately, but we're going to take like 30 to 40% of that right back. So in the end, these people get totally screwed over just because they need their money right now to be able to pay for bills and things like that. But Jackson Hewitt, or Hewitt Jackson, I forget which way it goes, ends up really taking a large chunk of that. So what we're doing is having the free taxes, but then the credit union is going to have a station right next to that to say, okay, you know, you're eligible to get $1,200 back. We can give you a no-interest loan for that money right now so that you avoid going to people like Jackson Hewitt that are going to end up taking all your money. So we're pretty excited about that. And so those are some of the things that are going on currently and that are initial pieces. So, all right, I feel like I've already talked a lot. Do you guys have any questions about that before I keep going on about other stuff that we're doing? About the collaboratory, about anything? Yeah?
As far as the job training program is specific,
yeah.
They'll need to know, you have to give a good idea of some of the resources that you have. You have
yeah.
networks, you have people mm-hmm. here. What will it, you know, what will you have to do for people? Will you have to hire new people? Will you have to pay for holding GED courses?
Sure.
Will there be any specific progression that a somebody who participates goes through? Mm-hmm. Will they, you know, how will you know if it's successful? Will
sure.
you keep track of if they get jobs or if they advance in jobs or retention?
Okay. Yep. Okay. So I'll just kind of keep going on stuff. It's to create this job training program using the model of the collaboratory of bringing a lot of people together into one room to talk about it. We brought I think our kind of strategic planning committee has about 8 or 9 people on it. They've been creating the strategic plan. People that are on it represent St. Joe's. They represent the MDA, the Metropolitan Development Association. They represent. The city school district, OCC, Small Business Center, us, Lemoyne is on there, Sal Omar, who's the dean of business school, is on there, and a few others. So again, bring diverse people with a diverse network that can really bring us resources. So also BOCES is on there. They're the ones offering the GED programming. And they said, we'll keep doing that for free as long as you want. You know, Lemoyne doing the tax stuff for free. The credit union is also on that strategic planning committee. They're doing all these services for free. So that's kind of where we've been going. What we'd like to then do is, where we're going to kind of start is on our property we have tons of space. We have a kitchen, an industrial kitchen, and we have a theater, which we think are our two best assets right now. Both are in functioning shape, but are not in the best shape. So we can, if we have time, we can take you there. But the idea is that to do job training immediately, it might be really beneficial to actually do some of those on-site here. So we would use, for example, the industrial kitchen could be used as a catering business. So if there's folks that are interested, we just met a guy, Nate, who came from Atlanta, has gone through a lot of trouble, you know, kind of got himself into some trouble here in the past, I don't know, 2 years. He's starting to really clean up his act, and now he's in need of a job. Now, he worked in a ton of restaurants in Atlanta, has a lot of background on that, and that's what he wants to get back into. But he can't get a job right now in Syracuse because he has a criminal record and some other things. So the idea is that for someone like him, he could get a job in our catering business that we would create. And he could really work there for a year or so and see. And then through that, he could apply to other, you know, other businesses. So we'd really give him the skills again, as well as the confidence, and be able to show other job opportunities. You know, he's done well in this catering business, and hopefully he'll be able to get a job. So catering business is in the kitchen, and then in our theater, we really think that is probably our strongest asset. It's we hold performances in there now, probably only once or twice a month, but we also think it could be really a banquet hall. So it doesn't have permanent seating in it. We have tables and chairs and all that stuff. So it can hold 350 people in it. It has a beautiful stage. So we think it could really become a multi-purpose space, you know, to have conferences, to have weddings, to have any sort of banquet, but then also to have, you know, we've had Salt City Players, which is like a local theater group. They've done shows in there. We're holding concerts, doing multicultural events, things like that. So obviously to run a business like that for theater, we really feel like we could employ several people through this job training program from, you know, in terms of doing marketing for it, in terms of doing ticketing, all those things. But also, more initially, is that the theater needs some work, renovations done to it. So that's where we're thinking someone like Sam, who does all our maintenance down here, as well as builds those guitars I was telling you about, he could kind of be the project coordinator for helping these people, working with these people to redevelop the theater, which would range from doing new electrical, doing some new plumbing, doing drywall, you know, all those things. So it'd be giving them a ton of different skills. You know, they'd get their kind of their feet wet in doing some of that stuff. So those are the two main components that we're starting with right here on site. So I'm trying to think how to best continue. So really the way it'll work is that folks would come to us, say, you know, I'm interested in getting into this job training program. They would then do a skills assessment and kind of see where they're at, what they've done in the past, what they would like to do. And then based on that, see where they could potentially fit in. We'd also learn through that assessment, you know, what's their credit like? Do they need the credit union to really help them with some financial education? What's their education? Should they be simultaneously getting their GED, or are they eligible maybe to take a couple classes at Lemoyne to try and get a college degree, things like that. So that's the initial step, is taking that assessment and trying to get them some of those initial services. Then based on that, if we feel and they feel that they could fit into some of the services that we're hoping to offer for job training on site, so the catering or the theater, then they could get plugged into that. If that's not really of interest to them, then what we're working to do is create kind of a network of businesses in, on the north side who would be interested potentially in working with some of these job training applicants on different things that they might be more interested in. So if they're not interested in catering, but they are interested in how to manage, you know, a bar or something like that, they could go to Mezzanotte and see, you know, can we work with that? Or, you know, if they're interested in becoming a barber or something like that, we could hook them up with Sun or several other barbers. So there's that element, as well as we have encountered a lot of people that actually have some pretty interesting ideas for what they want to do, starting their own business, but they just have no idea how to do it. So we'll be working, if we realize those people are there, the OCC, what is it, Small Business Development Center, they have tests and kind of different programs that can see if these people would be real viable candidates to have small businesses. So we would work with them and kind of push them in that direction to take those tests and those assessments to see whether that could be the case. If so, then OCC's Small Business Center could actually help them doing a business plan. That's also something Lemoyne said that they would help out with, a business plan, a marketing plan. You know, the credit union could help them with a small business loan to see if they could get into one of these storefronts, which you'll notice are largely vacant on the north side. So that's kind of a bunch of different tracks they could go in, which is, it's pretty people-specific, obviously. Again, because we wanted to meet their assets and their desires, not just trying to plug them into some kind of dead-end job. Where we're at right now is it's been mostly Dominic and myself who have been trying to manage this, and we've been doing our strategic planning and things like that. We're at a point now where we're looking to hire an actual project coordinator for this whole NATI project. So we just are getting some of the funds opened up for that. So that's kind of our next step, is getting a project coordinator for that. We'll be having a couple interns from Syracuse University who will be managing kind of all the different facets. So we'll be helping with that. And then another piece, I guess, is that we're looking for professors as well as small business owners to also do a mentoring for these people. So we'd be looking to kind of have a case management section of it where we follow each applicant or, you know, job trainee through the process, and they would be giving assistance and just kind of mentoring them throughout the process. So that's kind of where we are right now. You guys are kind of walking into the really still early phases of the whole project.
Questions?
Yeah.
Do you think like this program is going to be able to expand to, like, say, New York City or LA or anything like that?
In terms of, you know, I don't think, you know, we would personally be interested in expanding it that far. We'd love to see it expand throughout Syracuse. You know, our mission is very tightly focused right now on the north side, but you know, the way that we've operated is that it's not like Dominic and I or other folks can just think of all this on our own and just assume that ours is the best idea. So we've been doing research for other best models. You know, so we've looked at places like Minneapolis has a really successful job training program, stuff like that. So when you say could it expand to New York City or LA or something like that, I think more in the sense that if this is successful, we would certainly document it well, you know, and have stuff published on it so that other people, say New York City, could then apply our project to their neighborhood and make it a success. Yeah?
Who does the assessment? Is it you and Dominic?
No, so we'll, what we need really first is to have the assessment tool created. And then it will be, by the time that we feel like we're ready to do assessments, we hope to have our project coordinator hired and also have the few interns who would initially be able to do the assessments. And that may mean that Dominic and I sometimes step in, but probably not. So, and also based on how easily we're able to make the assessment tool and how functional it is. You know, we'd love to be able to see that we get, you know, other, say like a Lemoyne class that does some of the assessing, or like an independent study who's doing assessing and stuff like that. We also have retired small business owners who are interested in getting involved in projects, so I could see them doing some of the assessments as well. Do you have a question? We are writing a bunch of grants right now, so we haven't received anything yet. Right now, it's mostly through the city. We haven't applied to too much federal stuff. We've been starting to apply to some state grants. But a large piece of it is coming just through the network of folks that we have here in terms of, you know, St. Joe's has really dedicated a lot to this in terms of some financial pieces as well as just resources. And then the MDA, Metropolitan Development Association, they are the ones who would actually be giving the money to hire this project coordinator. So that's probably the biggest financial contribution that will be given in any time. Yeah?
Do you ever give back to your sponsors? Like, when they support you with financially and with computers and you do something for them?
Yeah. Like, well, a big reason, actually, that all these people are interested in our program, like St. Joe's or the MDA, is because, for example, St. Joe's, they have a ton of employees, and they're always in need of more employees. So what they'd love to see is that folks out of this job training program that are interested in working in the hospital would be able to get jobs. They also want to start hiring more within the Northside community. So really, it benefits them by having employees from the Northside work there. So that's a benefit to them. The MDA, they get approached by a lot of businesses throughout the community on a regular basis saying that they don't have a lot of entry-level employees and that they're always looking for a bunch of different jobs. So part of what MDA will be doing with us is saying, hey, we know all these businesses that need employees and here's what they do. Can you, based on your asset research of these different folks, can you see if any of them might potentially funnel into those jobs? So, you know, the MDA is trying to help out the business community. So by us having this job training component, we're kind of helping the MDA. So that's kind of how we're giving back. And again, like in terms of St. Joe's, they just want to, it benefits their hospital. The better this neighborhood looks and is, you know, and the better the housing is and the better the financial stability of this neighborhood is, the better St. Joe's does. So really, this job training program is just part of that larger goal of improving the community.
Do you have a tentative plan to measure the success? Would you do it on an individual basis? Like, if you go back to see how long these people kept their jobs for, job turnover, how much financial aid is
we do, yeah. Well, we actually just the other day we're working on that with our strategic plan in terms of how are we going to measure some of this stuff. So one way that we can measure some of it is, and that's Dominic right there, my coworker. So it would be, you know, how many people were we able to get into jobs, and then we could continue to go back and see how long are they retaining those jobs, and or are they taking you know, higher level jobs, are we seeing that increase? Also, one of the ways that we'd like to look at in terms of getting small business, folks that are interested in being small business owners would be, are we able to lower the vacancy level of all the vacant storefronts right now in the north side, so we can follow that. So that's kind of an example of a few. And actually, I can pass those on to, once they're further developed, we'll pass those on to your professor in terms of all the different metrics that we have for. Any other questions?
How many people feel able to complete a logic model for this program right now? If you're ready to do it. All right, if you didn't raise your hand, what else do you need to know?
Yeah, we can certainly give you a tour.
At least the kitchen and the...
Yeah, the kitchen and the theater, sure. Yeah, that's fine. Hey, Frank.
Yeah.
Did you check? It's 10 to 11.
Is so, that... yeah, we'll do it at 10.
Yeah, we'll do it quick. All right.
Okay.
So follow up quickly.